This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is May 18th, 2015. Very excited to come to you as a Hawks fan. Sometimes the Lord works in mysterious ways. And ever since the NBA playoffs started, at least on the Eastern Conference, we've been praying for a Hawks-Cavs NBA Finals. So for everybody who's kind of new and doesn't listen to the show. Yeah, Conference Finals. For everybody who kind of new and don't listen to the show. When we have big matchups, we do a tale of the tape boxing style preview of the games. And we normally do this with football, but this is the first time we're doing it with basketball. And so in one corner, we got Hawks fans, the good guys, Samadi and Calhoun. On the other side, we got LeBron lover and ball handlers. Nah, for real, we got LeBron fans, Mr. M.O.B. and Lenny Self.
Oh, that's how we got to be introduced. how about you say we got make believers, Hawk fans? but if you want to crater some balls, it better be LeBron balls if you're dedicated. I'd rather want to be LeBron balls than the Marquero balls.
So in one corner we got the Road Warriors, and in the other corner we got Harlem Heat. What a rush!
Nah, y'all more like rock and roll and spread.
Oh, Rick and Morty and Robert Gibson.
All
right, but, you know, first, before we get started again, the Hawks, Cavs, Eastern Conference Finals. So, for everybody who knows, this is the Hawks' first time in our lifetime in the Conference Finals.
No, this is the first time in their lifetime. This is the first time the Atlanta Hawks has ever been to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
Now, the St. Louis Hawks with Bob Pettit, they don't count here.
Yeah, that was back when they had like 18.
Yeah.
All right, well, this is the first time that Atlanta Hawks made it to the Conference Finals. Cleveland, as we know, got LeBron back.
I hate the Hawks, but hey, congratulations.
Are you jacking off?
Congratulations, Atlanta Hawks. For real, that just, I can't be a good opponent. For them never to ever, you know, made it to the conference finals with the squad they got, they are very much deserving of a little hand clap, man. They deserve it.
Yeah, I want to pick up a mic with my hand on the left out of it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, congratulations, man, to the, you know what I'm saying? I'm more happy, man, for, you know what I'm saying, the guys that have been around, the fans that have been stayed down, man, for so long. You know what I'm saying? After all the pain, you know what I'm saying, that you've been through, man. I know because I was there at one point in time, you know what I'm saying? But I had to go ahead. When you got rid of Dominic, I had to go and jump out, man. But congratulations, y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of y'all bandwagons out there. That's all the city made up right now. Bunch of bandwagon fans. So, hey, man, salute, man. But good season. You know what I'm saying? You had a good season, man. A real good season, man. So, LBJ, what was that last year?
What? It wasn't no fucking. Don't tell rocket scientists to know how the Cavs got here. It's a more bigger question is, how did y'all get here? That's not a problem. I remember last year podcast, I was picking the Cavs to go to the final. Y'all was just, me and you and Calhoun made a bet on if the Hawks were going to even make the playoffs.
And so, tell everybody first off, you owe us, and you should owe us double for the Hawks being the number one seed. So, why would you brag on placing the bet that you lost like shit?
Yeah, I lost like shit. Who you? Everybody would have lost like shit.
No, because we did.
We won anyway. Like shit.
You had New York going over us.
No, he said. Who
in the hell would have lost Vegas? So, you mean to tell me somebody had lost Vegas? Don't want a heap of money off the Hawks going to the East Conference. Somebody took that bet.
I did.
You just seen Floyd Mayweather bench slip. Then he just had them over the Wizards. He just won. He was part of $850,000 he won. Some of that was Hawks money.
As a LeBron James fan, so when he first went to the Cavaliers, anybody who listens, if you go check back on podcast, I said, they going to the finals. They're going to win the finals if they don't play the Spurs. We can't find a quote from last year of no Atlanta Hawks fan saying that.
Yes, you can. When we did our preview in December, when we did our preview, everybody said the Hawks would at least make the conference finals, except for Calhoun. Calhoun was the only one who didn't say the Hawks would make the conference finals.
But the preview before the season started?
Yo, everybody said the Hawks would make the conference finals. Kumite, me, Bebe.
Oh, he's on New Year's.
Yeah, New Year's. Everybody said that. But Calhoun said they would go to the second round and lose.
I did.
Oh, he up here goddamn, well, he up here goddamn taking all his credit.
No, I ain't taking no credit. That's just what I felt like. You see the roster?
And we did that December. The season was already started.
But you know the season don't start till Christmas, Mike. So don't hate on.
So wait a minute, Mike. So you telling me after the Hawks had no red, they had no started off 40-0 on the season. Then they started talking about they going to the sick or to the Eastern Cup fight after they were 40-0.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that, Dad. I said this last year, right after Braun said he's going back to Cleveland. I said, oh, they going to the finals. I said that. Point blank period. And I said they gonna win if they don't play the Spurs. That was before the season even began to start. That was right after last season. Y'all said that at New Year. We did the 100th episode on New Year's. Y'all said, oh, the Hawks going to the Cup Final. They were bitch. That was Luka Kucherov.
No. They hadn't went on that run yet. They didn't do
the
all
run
that
didn't start till January.
Yeah, we did all this before then, so let's not act like they was already banging like that. They was just on a few little runs and all that.
The run was in January, but I'm talking about a record still were good though.
No, they won. They were 2 games over 500 before the run.
Yeah, we wasn't banging like that.
So.
The Hawks had 2 runs. They had a run before January.
Nah, they were 2 games over 500 before this started. Before that run started. But before we get to that, let's go on and start. Let's go on and lead into the tail of the tape. How we do the tail of the tape is we talk about some non-specific sports stuff first. Like who got the best city? Who got the best jerseys? Who floor looked the best? Just general stuff, and we just get opinions on that. And then that leads into the sports stuff, which is, again, leading to the final record predictions. The reason is to tell of the tape. In this case, Sammy D, Calhoun going to tag team. Mr. M.O.B., Lynn himself going to tag team. And I'm going to basically throw out topics, and we're going to pick a winner for each round.
Let's go. I could not have picked a better teammate. Al Horford and Jeff Teague in the build.
Damn, Ted and Teddy Long in the build.
You gotta know your wrestling history.
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Ted Long helped out everybody. He's a referee, a manager, shit, everybody.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's go ahead and start like this. Who got the best jerseys? The Cavs or the Hawks? We're gonna start with Sammy D first.
Hawks, easy. Because the Cleveland Browns or Cavaliers or whatever the hell they are, it's just yellow and doo doo brown. That's what the fuck their colors are. And there's only one jersey that sells. It's either LeBron or Kyrie Irving. Who else is on the team?
Oh, my God. Hey. I can't believe you said that. 17. Who got anybody on the Hawks jersey now? Oh, who going to buy a fucking Kyle Korver jersey?
Hold on, but it ain't about who buying what. We talking about how the jersey look. Now, the Cavs jersey like you get them out of Charlie Trading Post. So,
the fact that I the Cavs got way more jerseys than
all. We been talking about how it looked.
All of them look like trash. You want that Wisconsin cheese yellow? You want that ugly maroon? What you want? LeBron can't even get no shoe to match that raggedy shit.
I think that shit got a letter open on it.
Yeah, it got a little, little
baby sword on
man,
it or something.
Let me for real. That white and red and yellow that Dominique used to walk, that shit cold. That's classic NBA. Yeah, that's cold. But
wrong with the Fat Man.
The new shit, man, come on, man. LeBron them got that blue and red with the yellow. Man, come on now. that new Hawk shit.
That shit horrible, Mike.
The old shit, yes.
That shit like a fucking Tampa Bay Buccaneer jersey.
Yeah, that shit whack. The colors off. LeBron been going the whole playoff trying to find a decent pair of kicks to rock with it. He can't get it.
Well, LeBron done wear the blue with the red, now the yellow trim. That shit clean.
That shit is yellow and brown. Two of the worst colors you can find.
Hold on, but the maroon one ain't and the yellow one ain't. What about the Hawks with the all red? Or the all white one with the pocket at the bottom of it? With all the ATL right. on it. Come on now. We got all some jerseys right. for your ass. And that blue code too now. We got a blue, red, and white with like on your ass.
Well, let me step in because you know the Hawks going back to red, yellow, and black next year.
I like the red and yellow, and I like the black. Red and yellow.
I'm going to say this. I think the Hawks, this Darren, I'm coming in, stepping in, officiating. I think the Hawks, before they went to the red, white, and blue, because everybody got red, white, and blue, it was hands down Hawks. I think the actual uniform, the Cavs have a unique color combination, like actual unique colors, but the uniforms are kind of off or whatever. Atlanta has a beautiful uniform, but the colors are wrong. If you take that red and blue, and swapped it with red and yellow, the Hawks will have one of the top three or four best jerseys in the NBA. Especially one with the big ATL over it. If it had the yellow, that's a beautiful jersey.
They got to go ahead and leave them uniforms in the pad, man.
So
you got to leave the pad, man. You got to leave the pad, man, with Neat, man. You can't bring back the mirror like that, man.
So I'm going to rate round one, better uniforms, a draw.
Oh, shit.
I like the Hawks uniform.
Thank you, Lenny.
That takes us over there.
We are the
whole
better.
Okay, so talking to the judges, and since y'all done deferred this round, round one go to the Hawks.
Hey, we need another official. This nigga, he on the tape. We got an NBA official officiating this motherfucker, man. Goddamn Dick Vitale.
Got Tim Donahue over here.
Yeah, Tim Donahue over here. He say he on the tape.
Nah, round one go to the Hawks. Best uniforms. Or best NBA floor, round two.
The Hawks.
No.
We got that 3D thing going on.
Yeah. Go ahead. Start out with Lennox.
The Hawks got that translucent floor.
Yeah.
Shit, they all got that.
No. No, the Hawks got something ain't nobody got. We got that 3D type shit that Steve Kooning just brought in.
I seen that shit when I was in that damn game.
And you was impressed.
The Hawks got the floor. The Hawks got the flow too. I can't even hate. That shit all broken. That shit that clean.
Round two goes to the Hawks. Sam D and Calhoun are up two. And Lenny Self. Mr. M.O.B. and Lenny Self.
Just like we're going to be in a series.
All right. Round three. Better crowd.
Cleveland.
Because they ain't got shit else to do.
Oh, come on, man. Yeah, you know it's clean.
Now, hold on. Now, we've been selling out like a motherfucker now. And it ain't been the same old Atlanta Cloud.
Yeah. Listen. Because y'all doing something like Digital Darren said from the beginning has never been done in history. So, of course, like Mr. Lennox F. said, all these bandwagon-ass Hawks people gonna run in there. Oh, I'm in here, baby. Out of here.
So I know them fucking transparent motherfuckers don't draw the tickets up.
Go ahead, Lennox.
They some bandwagoners too, but I mean they felt some real pain because they actually had a superstar player like how we did. You know, so they went through that same shit we did with Dominique, but they got it back though.
Go ahead, Calhoun.
So first, tag in from a partner. First off. Wasn't Cleveland the same motherfuckers burning jerseys just a couple years ago? So how much, when they snatching down that Whitney shit just a couple years ago?
That's what I'm telling you. That shows you they die harder than this.
First off, you came with a made up word on some bullshit.
Yeah, that's made up word. We know that, nigga. Our city been full of niggas who like folks from everywhere. That's what I'm saying. Them folks would die hard. LeBron James fan. I don't even want y'all in the Oaks arena. Give me white fathers and sons. They don't need Darren and Sammy, they ain't Calhoun.
They want Tom and Robert and all them at the game. That's what you're saying, Mr. M.O.B.
Joey and Billy and Steven. They don't want a Sammy D, Calhoun and Darren.
I think it might be a tie.
That thing do be it, unless it's a big game.
Because if we talking about crowd or we talking about fans? You see what I'm saying?
Talking about crowd right now.
It's a difference.
Yeah, we talking about crowd.
As far as crowd,
but fans, y'all fans, y'all gonna get there. Y'all gonna get to them games. Like I can remember growing up when I called myself a real Hawk fan. I didn't have a car, but I was at them damn games. I would goddamn down there getting autograph basketballs and them little flag pole they used to pass out back in the day. Yeah, that shit goddamn made me a real fan. I knew all the players: John Cunningham, John Battle, Cliff Leverston. Come on, man. Nigga don't know none of these folks now. But like I say, man, once again, congratulations on the success, man. Good season, man. All
right, Sammy D, go ahead. You were saying there's a difference. Explain your point. You saying there's a difference between crowd and fans. So.
Oh, before Sam say, let me say this, though. Lately, you look at Atlanta, the Hawks game. I'm going to just say this because Sammy D know more than all of us here. That goddamn Phil's arena be rocking.
Yeah, yeah. But like we say, it's a bunch of bandwagon fans. But, you know, if they rocking it for the home team, then shit. Who are we to turn them away? It's better to have bandwagon fans than Cavalier fans in there.
That's a good point. This is the end of round three. I'm going to call this round a draw.
Wait a minute. Round three still going. We're still throwing punches right here, man. I don't bet to a guy.
Oh, you can't be saved by the bell around here. Go ahead, Lennox.
I don't bet to a guy. They don't play the Knicks. Play the Knicks, and they don't bet to have more New York fans in the building than our fans.
Well, if it's this season, then no.
That ain't happened. Last year, that happened.
Last year, it happened. And the year before.
Hold on. I'm stopping this round. The ref, Digital Darren. I'm going to call the round a draw. Because Lenny Self is right. Atlanta got a lot of bandwagon fans. But Calhoun is right, too. Cavaliers got a lot of bandwagon fans who are just burning jerseys and stuff like that.
I do like Lenny's did. And you got to defer to Cleveland. Because literally, it didn't even have to be the Lakers in New York. Motherfuckers from Orlando. We went to a game with Orlando and they had Orlando fans.
Me and Rashad went to a game where Yao Ming were playing. Yao Ming had a section of that bitch.
But that was 15 years ago, damn little lips.
Yeah, you got to give it to them. We was at the Brooklyn playoffs, and there were niggas behind us room for Brooklyn. So let's be honest here. Cleveland got to get it. You're not going to get no Atlanta fans in the building. You're going to get like five of them in Cleveland.
Round three, fans go to Cleveland. Round four, build a sports history.
This is the tale of the tape. This is the shittiest. It's shit against shit.
Which city has the better sports history, Atlanta or Cleveland? And that's for all sports.
Cleveland. As much as I want to say Atlanta, take the shitty-ass Browns, who still have a championship and the Falcons don't. The Falcons went over 40 years.
The Browns don't have an NFL championship.
Whatever they got a championship. They got a championship.
That was in the 50s.
But they got it. They got it. The Falcons.
Before the Falcons was in existence.
But the Falcons went over 40 years, and they had with no back-to-back winning seasons.
But this hold on. Can I say something?
Hold on. Wait. Let me just say these points.
Let me count to that point real quick. It's only about four or five teams who haven't made a Super Bowl. And you know, one of the teams who haven't made a Super Bowl.
It's Cleveland. Hold on. This is our first time in the Eastern Conference Finals. Cleveland Cavaliers have been to the finals.
One time?
The Indians did get to the World Series.
And they lost to who?
Indians.
Of course.
The Indians don't want the World Series too, eh?
Hell no.
Nah, they ain't won shit now. You know what? You're absolutely right,
Thank
Sam.
Thank you for going for the other team. But
hold on. Go ahead, Sam. Say your point.
My point was from Calhoun rooting for Cleveland as the better sports city. He just made Atlanta the winner.
Yep. I did that on purpose.
Mr. M.O.B., Lynn himself, which one?
I got to get to Atlanta for the Braves alone, man. He's
14 straight.
Lynn himself.
I mean, you got to go to Atlanta if you're talking about sports as a whole.
Sports as a whole, Atlanta. they can go tit for tat, bringing Cleveland Browns and Falcons. They're like two Mexicans in there fighting, everybody bloody. They get beat each other ass.
So if I'm hearing everybody correct, Lenny said, if you got Atlanta being the better sports city.
Yeah. I really didn't even want to answer this one because I mean, that's easy.
Mr. MOB, you got Atlanta being the better sports city, right?
Yeah.
Sammy D, you said Atlanta the best sports season, right?
Hands down.
Calhoun, you said Atlanta, right?
Well, he said Cleveland, but
he proved the point, right?
Yeah. I'm the one who got it together. I'm the point guard of this shit.
All right, so round four goes to Atlanta. So far, Calhoun and Sam D are up 3-1.
Yeah, that's the way it looks.
All right, so now we get into conference finals, conference
championship. I thought it was another one you were saying. The city. Which city's better?
Well, everybody ain't been to Cleveland.
So. Well, we don't have to. Joe Kim Noah said, who the fuck says I want to go to Cleveland for vacation? Nobody.
Let's go on and get to the basketball stuff.
That's 4-1.
We gonna count the cities. It's 3-1 right now. Atlanta is winning versus Cleveland. It's 3-1. We finna get to the basketball stuff. We're gonna start off. Who has the better coach? I'm gonna start off with Sam D. Go ahead. Who got the better coach, Sam D?
Well, we do got the coach of the year, and I think. Well, I actually think he hasn't been doing that great of a job during the playoffs. But you know, we are in the finals, and hopefully, he got his shit together. Because I think he actually been pretty shaky, especially the first round and second round. But him being, how many years he got under him?
This is second year.
He got like 17 with Pop.
Yeah, 17 with Pop. And, you know, Pop had experience how to handle LeBron against the Heat. And then we're actually going against LeBron because that's the actual coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. So.
Nah, David Blatt is the coach. We're going to roll with David Blatt.
Oh, I didn't know they had a coach.
Okay. So you say Coach Bud?
Yeah.
Coach. All right, we're going to go cross-country style. Lenny Self, who's the better coach?
I got to agree with 70 on LeBron being the better coach.
70 said Coach Bud was the better coach.
Coach Bud has proven to me against the Brooklyn Nets and the Washington Wizards. Yeah, I mean, he don't have the experience of being the guy by himself just yet. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like I say, Coach Bud, he only got coach of the year. I mean, shit, he ran out goddamn 40 games straight. Hell. Shit, you was in the playoff in your first 40 game.
All right, so.
You could have lost them all.
So, who got the better coach, Lenny? Cleveland or Atlanta?
I'm going to go with Cleveland. And LeBron.
So, no David Black.
Coach LeBron. No, Coach.
Calhoun.
Lenny just said it best. When he said, Coach Bud may not have a whole bunch of experience, but what the hell does David Black got? David Black have a star. He called the play. LeBron said he must still be in over there overseas because we're going to run this play. And ran his play, him and Tyronn Lue. He got a nigga on the bench who Iverson crossed over and then stepped over.
He got a nigga who was wearing cornrows in 09.
Yeah, a nigga wearing cornrows 2 years ago before he got on the bench. So, and then you got a guy, Coach Bud. 60 wins. Coach of the year. This is all because of Coach Bud. Not no David Black. David Black, let me tell you something. We can coach better than David Black. So let's just be real here. Cleveland ain't got no goddamn coach.
Well, the part as well, I don't know. I been hearing y'all niggas on our group texts.
How you hear us on the text?
What the fuck is Coach Bud doing? Because he ain't been doing shit. His decision making been horrible. His decision making been horrible in the playoff. So fuck that regular season. We talking about now. And he ain't been doing shit.
What David Blatt is?
Just said, He got a sweep on his belt and a three-game straight win on his belt. Count Sammy.
Mike, you reaching though.
Yeah.
Sammy just said, I hope he done got his shit together. He ain't been doing shit in the
So you saying a lot. Let me ask you this. Who do you think is a better coach, point blank period? Blatt or Coach Bud?
I be realistic.
Then shut the fuck up.
don't be a fan of. I got to say, boy, dog, working with me.
Before we end that round, and that round obviously is a Coach Bud round.
It's a sweep.
Well, Lenny said LeBron, but it's a sweep for Coach Bud. It's one of them. It's one of them 10-8 rounds or 10-7 rounds in boxing.
What's up with y'all fans and these coaches' nicknames down here? Y'all don't let Mike Glenn the Stinger give y'all all this nickname shit with Kenny Wilkins and that sorry ass bunch got to town. The Deke. Who the fuck is Schmitty from the city? Y'all sound bad, man. Get out of these fake ass nickname, Coach Bud.
You made a good point about Bud. He's been shaking the playoffs. I think he's been shaky because, to Mr. MOB's point, he really has his handcuff, which is going to lead to the next category of who he can play. When you look down the bench and see Kent Bazemore looking back at you, you can't be that. You can't have that much. You got to have a sick feeling in your stomach, right? Everybody agrees Coach Bud is the best coach. Now the score is 4-1. Atlanta's winning. Let me ask y'all this before I go to another category. Do y'all know any of the announcers for the Cavs?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, so they show me what type of Cavs fan y'all.
I bet they got, when I'm looking at the goddamn Cavs game, they on TNT.
Damn right, Chris Webber.
So now we go from who got the best coach to who got the best bench, Cavs or the Hawks. I'm going to start with Mr. MOB this time.
Cavs.
Why?
Cavs. Even the niggas that Cavs got on their bench, who used to be somebody, is better than the goddamn Hawks band, the Misfits. So the Cavs, at least on the Cavs, they got Mike Miller, they got Sean Marion.
Do Sean Marion play?
He played. I said people who they once was something. People on y'all bench never was. So
I wouldn't get rid of Antique, but I hate that motherfucker.
You got Mike Miller. We got Mike Miller coming out of the bench. You got Iman Shumpert coming out of the bench. You had Delaware Dover coming out of the bench. You got
Delaware Dover.
Go ahead. I'm going to tag in Calhoun real quick. Go ahead, Calhoun. You made a face when he said Delaware Dover.
That motherfucker just reaching for Delaware Dover. Come on, man.
Go ahead, Lennon.
Nah, I was gonna say Bunny just like the little dude with the little blood patch in his head.
Shit.
Nah, come on. Schroeder better than him now. Let's get real now.
Alright, so let's swing it back to Mr. MOB. Finish your point about the Cavs bench.
I'm saying they got people who done, you know, who done did big stuff in big games in the NBA, like Mike Miller, James Jones, Sean Marion.
Nobody. Nobody.
There may not be nobody now, but who is the host guys? Some motherfuckers. Who is Bazemore? Who is Piero Antique? Who are them here?
So to sum up what you saying, you rather have has-beens than never was on your bench?
I'm going to tell you like this. I say it like this. This was the point I was waiting to make for the benches. If the Cleveland Cavaliers bench played against the Hawks bench, they'll win. That's the point I'm making. The Hawks bench ain't shit. If you try to sell that shit, go ahead. Go right ahead, Mr. Calhoun. Sell me that shit right now.
Let me tell you the difference.
All right.
See, when you have a whole bunch of nonsense and used to be. See, if this was 2006, saying Sean Merriman might be somebody. If we was playing over in Europe, saying Delaware Dover might be something. If this was with the Nuggets, if this was 5 or 6 years ago, saying J.R. Smith, who you didn't mention, he might have been something.
Derrick Smith starting right now.
Well, he should be on your bench. Now, let me tell you about what we have. What we have is a system. You got to have cogs. You got to have people who are going to come in and play what we need them to play. You take Jeff Teague, guy, he sit down. You got a guy who outperforms Jeff Teague so much so that in the fourth quarter, Jeff Teague sits down the last 5 minutes. I can't talk. You see, Cal fans are so unruly.
Mike, hold on. Let me finish your point, Mike.
Can't get my point. I had to listen to that bullshit he was just spewing about nobodies and has-beens. He brings out a cracker, Mike Miller, who got two bad knees, and he's not even athletic. We all know Mike Miller was washed up in Miami, but he riding LeBron coattail. Who the fuck is James Jones, sweet James Jones, what he should be? That only Jones you should really know about.
That only James Jones about.
Who gives a fuck about him? Who the hell is he? And I guarantee you this, none of them average what Dennis Schroeder averages as far as points or assists. So go look that up and get that out your fat ass.
Dennis Schroeder, the only person you named.
I'm not done.
Oh, okay.
Let's be real here. Para and Teach, what does he do for us? Mike Muscala came in and was a beast for us against Watch. Came in 3 for 3 off the bat, getting rebounds, getting blocks, doing what we need him to do. What would Para and Teach do? Shooting that corner three that we needed to advance us when Paul Pierce was going game. We went series on their ass. And that's what we got. We got a whole bunch of people who can play our system. And that's what we need. Y'all got a whole bunch of niggas who ain't been shit, who ain't going to be shit, and just trying to get a ring for LeBron James. So get them niggas out of here. Our bench is good as us because we can sit all 5 of our starters down and our shit run the same way. That's what our bench do. Bitch.
Iman Shumpert better than anybody on y'all bench.
No, he's not.
I agree with Mike. Shit, who the hell do the Hawks got better than
Dennis Schroeder.
70. I definitely think Dennis Schroeder is better than Shumpert.
And this is a Georgia Tech alumni.
Because Shumpert has probably already hit his ceiling. Dennis Schroeder has yet to reach his potential. He will be a starting point guard either next season. If not for the Hawks, he'll be for another team. So that one person alone already eats up the whole Cleveland Cavaliers bench. Because from what you're saying, Mike, it's just a popularity of the contest. Y'all have people that you know what I'm saying, everybody knows their names, but they ain't haven't done shit lately. But what we got is a system.
Round 6 is over. I give round 6 to the Cavs.
This is bullshit.
While Mr. MOB was making his points, Calhoun was sitting over here like, yo, all we got is Dennis Schroeder.
Why the fuck y'all keep going under the covers and coming out with shit? He talking about our text message. You talking about what we got going on down there.
They're part of the podcast. So
the Hawks need to change their name to the Atlanta Spurs.
Hey, that's the last thing LeBron want to see is any team with Spurs in their name. Cleveland won. They got a better bitch because Mr. MOB said the point that I was waiting for. Iman Shumpert is better than everybody except for Schroeder on Atlanta's bench. So that was the kind of point. Plus, Calhoun sitting over here saying, agreeing with a lot of points, even though he's not standing in front of everybody. So the arbitrator. Cleveland gets that round. So far it's 4-2. Now we're going to start off with starters. We're going to start up with the center. Who got the better center? Go ahead, Calhoun.
That's exactly what the Cavs going to do when they come down here. They're going to choke. We got the best center. Al Horford, who you going to get? Over there, fucking Moscow? Nigga don't even got his paper.
Al Horford, damn powerful.
He's our center. Paul Millsap, our power forward.
He'll get his ass ate up by a real, trying to check a real center. No, he won't.
You just seen it. He didn't get his ass hit up for Brook Lopez. He didn't get his ass laid up with Gartok or with Nate. When? And they better than anything y'all try not. Cleveland ain't got no motherfucking son.
Oh, shit, man. Goddamn Nate a power forward, too.
Oh, my God. What is Gartok? What is Brook Lopez?
Gortat was shooting fucking threes. What is him and our antique were checking each other out there at the 3-point.
What is Moscow?
You gonna see? I mean, he gonna goddamn. I bet Al big ass.
That's how you know when someone coming up with some bullshit. Oh, we'll show you. Wait and see. This ain't the second coming of Christ. Al Horford is an all star. What all star game did Moscow go to?
I like Al Horford. He gay though.
Alright, so Linus, who got the better center? Cleveland or Atlanta?
Who got the better who?
Center, Cleveland. Mozgov or Horford?
Al Horford, man. But he ain't no damn true center.
Mr. MOB?
Al Horford.
It's a clean sweep again.
Salmon D, go ahead. Make your point.
I'm saying the Hawks just ran through some of the best centers in the East.
Brooke Lopez is an all-star. That round is over. The Hawks have the better center, Al Horford.
And then you started Silver. That's funny.
So it's 5-2.
And this is Atlanta podcast, nigga.
Thank you.
Yeah, let him do it the way he wants.
So right now it's 5-2. Knicks is power forward. So power forward for the Hawks is Paul Millsap. Power forward for Cleveland is who?
Tristan Thompson, isn't it? Is that who it is? Is it Tristan? You know, you need nobody, niggas. You
Tristan
never
Thompson know. Coming out of the bench, too.
Who y'all power forward, Mr. MOB?
Tristan Thompson. Copy.
Are you sure?
We ain't got Kevin Love, and we ain't got Bamzai, so it's Tristan Thompson.
All right, so go ahead. And who's got the better power forward, the Hawks or the Cavs?
Paul Millsap.
All right.
Sam D, go ahead. Who you?
It's already given. Paul Millsap is a no-brainer.
Why?
Because Paul Millsap could actually guard from anyone from the 5 to 1. If you switch off on him, and he brings so much to the table where he could take you out the dribble, shoot the mid-range, or shoot the three.
When somebody can say that bullshit about Paul Millsap can change anything from
Paul Millsap, we're talking about LeBron James, and you just gave up LeBron James.
He tried to sneak around the building against his head, didn't he? Hey, Paul Millsap can guard
Atlanta.
Better say that.
Oh, all right, so 70, you said Paul Millsap be better, right?
Shit, that's no question.
Calhoun, who's better?
Let's talk about what Paul Millsap brings to the game. Let's talk about inside, outside, postman move. The three-point shooting that Paul Millsap brings. The court awareness that Paul Millsap brings. The star, the all-star Paul Millsap. That's what we can't say about Tristan Thompson, right? Paul Millsap.
So, Lenny Self, who got the better? We going to wrap up with Lenny Self. Who got the better power forward?
The Cavs.
Oh, that's gay.
Why?
You fucking flamer.
Because he does what he plays his role. He's a good defender. He's a rebounder. A hell of a rebound, man. Hey, just Tristan Thompson right now, man.
So, if you were a team and you had to pick between Tristan Thompson and Paul Millsap, you would pick Tristan Thompson.
I like.
Oh, no, the fuck you. All right. Tristan Thompson, mama went pick Tristan Thompson.
That round is over. And so it's 3-1. Everybody said Paul Millsap.
Except Lenny because he wanted to
except
be
for Lenny. Lenny said Tristan Thompson. So that's another one that goes to Atlanta. So right now the score is 6-2. Atlanta's up. Now we're going to go to the small forward.
I ain't even gonna do like gay ass Sam D and Calhoun. Hold on, let me tell you about this man. I ain't even gotta do that. So let's skip over. I don't even wanna talk about LeBron. So let's skip over. Can
we? Nah, we just let's say the name so the crowd knows.
Fuck saying the name. I don't give a fuck who the name is on the Hawks. Do we even got to say it?
Now, just like Lenny just did that bullshit with Paul Miller, something now, Horford, I'm going to Mark Carroll.
Nigga, get some nuts.
I got some all on your forehead, and I'm going to Mark Carroll. All
right, so Mr. MOB, calm down. So at the end of the day, it's DeMar Carroll versus LeBron James. DeMar Carroll has already said LeBron James is the best player on the planet. So we're not going to spend
you
no much
being modest. I'll be complete if I can find a bitch who can suck my dick like Mike suck off LeBron. I think if I can find that, that'll just be my lot in life. The way he get that man head is spectacular.
Out of all LeBron's magnificence, what's the main thing he has to do to win this series against the Hawks?
Didn't play consistent.
He's been
on the down thing I got against LeBron James is, since you wanted to ask that question, is he don't cut his hair off and go bald head like Calhoun should. The fuck is he holding on to? A weak ass ball spot on the head.
And don't bring me into this shit.
He needs to cut his hair off and then go bald head. That's all the problem I got.
Don't hit man. Hit man. Don't hit man. Beijing. No Beijing. That's all the problem I got on LeBron James. His haircut. How old don't you think?
Me and LeBron James say fuck you and our headbands in the mail.
So, lend yourself, you got any thoughts on DeMar Carr versus LeBron James? Of course, this round was a knockdown. He got up and we had to stop the round because he got a blood in his eye. So, this round, the Cavs win easily. So far, it's 5-3. 6-3, excuse me.
Don't add all that shit either, because we beat their ass with Coach Bud and David Black.
So far, it's 6-3. So, the next position is shooting guard. It's Kyle Korver versus, does J.R. Smith start for y'all?
Yeah.
So, it's Kyle Korver versus J.R. Smith. So, I'm starting with Sammy D. Who's the better shooting, who got the better shooting guard, the Cavs or the Hawks?
So, I'm going to go with the Hawks. Of course, Kyle Korver. The best, the greatest white shooter ever.
Historic shooting year, almost 50% from three, shooting a lot of threes.
Yeah, and he's going to break out these playoffs, this series. He's going to give us what we've been waiting on.
Lend yourself.
Oh, shit, I'm going with J.R. Smith.
Why?
I like J.R. Smith and J.R. Smith style of play, but I like J.R. Smith, man.
He didn't say nothing.
How much is Kyle Korver better than J.R. Smith, though? Like, don't I'm trying to.
All right, here we are.
Can somebody say it? Shoot.
God damn, where is LeBron to put a dick in his man mouth so I can get in there, man? So, first off, then you see Kyle Korver getting blocks. Then you see Kyle Korver playing great team defense. Then you see Kyle Korver going and getting to the ball. Then you see all that. Then you see what they do with every team that's played us thus far, they game plan for Kyle Korver. Let me ask you something. Who in the fuck is game planning for? Who's game planning for J.R. Smith? J.R. Smith will get you 25 points this game and to go over 25 the next game. So get the fuck out of here. You want to go to J.R. Smith, it's all about three-point shooting. And if you want somebody to shoot that goddamn three, you want J.R. Smith, you want Kyle Korver. Give me motherfucking Kyle Korver. Ain't he bigger than J.R. Smith? Ain't he ain't as consistent like J.R. Smith? He's just a nigga with tattoos who probably robbed stores growing up.
If you knew Kyle Korver before he got to the Hawks, Kyle Korver was a spark plug too now. Who they'll put in and score and shoot them three. Now.
Exactly.
Before he had on guys, but J.R. Smith was also a spark plug.
True. Inconsistent.
He was inconsistent though, Lenny. From Denver to New York.
Career highlights, and then pull up a Kyle Korver career highlight. Man, Kyle Korver ain't fucking with J.R. Smith, man.
Lenny Self, you saying J.R. Smith. Miss MOB, you saying J.R. Smith, right?
Hell yeah.
Sam D, you saying Kyle Korver. Calhoun, you saying Kyle Korver.
Yeah,
right?
Hell yeah.
I call this round a draw. So far, it's 6-3. It's 6-3 with one round as a draw. So the last round, point guard. Jeff Teague for the Hawks. Kyrie Irving for the Cavs. Lend yourself start off.
I'm going to take... Damn, Kyrie goddamn hurt and shit. That's a tough one, that boy. I mean, Jeff T ain't consistent. You know what I'm saying? He ain't even hurt. But he is dangerous, though, when he do come to play. But, you know what I mean? I don't know. I'm going to take Kyrie on that one.
Makes sense. Mr. MOB?
Kyle Korver.
You're right, Kyle Korver. He said it.
Kyrie Irving, man. I ain't gonna even. I'm not gonna. Productive, not interest. Kyrie Irving better than FT. The Hawks go down the stretch these last couple of games, the last series. They were playing LeBron patch, but LeBron wasn't even having their own confidence in FT. And I think. That was a big problem. Jeff T should have been in, but come on, man. Jeff T ain't nowhere near the player Kyrie Irving is.
Samadhi?
I love Jeff Teague, but the issue always with Jeff Teague is you don't know which version of Jeff Teague that's going to show up. If it's the attacking Jeff Teague that's going to get you 25 and 10, that's the version I would pick over Kyrie. But he's been so inconsistent, and I do feel that Kyrie got a fake injury going on right now, and he's just fine. So I had to go with Kyrie.
Calhoun?
Uncle Drew stays hurt. One of the biggest things everyone says always, no matter what the talent is, it's the availability. So
injury is a skill.
Injury is a skill. Yeah. I agree with everybody with the Jeff T with the up and down. I mean, he literally had to sit the fuck down for damn near the whole fourth quarter. And I think it was game five or game six. No, game five. But if Kyrie's healthy, I'm not going to. You got to get to Uncle Drew.
That was another knockdown round. So that goes to Cleveland. And so far we are 6-4-1. The tail of the tape says the Hawks are going to win. But I'm going to let everybody go on and give a reason why their team going to win and a prediction. So we'll end it like that. So I'm going to start with Sam and D. Who wins, how many games, and why they win?
I'm going to go like this. With the Hawks, what we've seen from the Hawks these playoffs is a pretty. It's not the Hawks that we're used to. It's not the regular season Hawks. It's a different Hawks. So it's actually a bad version. I would say a 70% version of what the team actually is. So this series to me is their breakout series where they actually are looser, more comfortable, and they, you know what I'm saying, it's inevitable for them. They can't get no worse than what they already been through. So I'm gonna go with six games.
Who wins?
The Hawks.
Hawks in six. Mr. MOB.
If LeBron plays like LeBron and know that he have to, if he's like somebody said, if Kyrie not hurt, then LeBron just don't have to go off like he can. But whether Kyrie hurt or not, Cavaliers is fine.
Lend yourself.
I got Cavs in six, man.
Why?
I give Atlanta one. Give Atlanta one at home, one on the road, you know what I'm saying, to make it, you know, get everybody pumped up. And shit, hey, LeBron goddamn taking the other two with the other folks, you know what I'm saying, splitting two.
So you're saying LeBron is the reason?
I mean, he gonna be a reason, but I think all of them finna get off of y'all. Like, I think they finna just get the fuck off.
Calhoun?
Yeah. Mr. MOB said the Hawks is gonna look like what they gonna be or what they look like. Well, they must gonna look like winners. Because they won 60 games and they won two series. Yep. So we want them to look like how they've been looking. Now, Mr. MOB said Sammy D said we've been playing 70% of how we usually play or what Coach Bud has been doing, and we've been winning with that 70%. Did I interrupt?
Yeah, you said, hey, but we don't need no recap.
So we don't need no echo. Sammy D has said that they're 70% of what they've been, and they've been less than that. They've been 60%. They've been 50% of how they've been playing. They ain't played a system yet. And you mentioned we was watching the game that once they go to their system, instead of that one-on-one ball, we score. MOB is right. They have been playing one-on-one ball. That's not how we're made. We've been saving the best for this.
Hey.
Now, who do LeBron hate to see? He hate to see that kind of team ball like the Spurs fuck them with whenever they see them, when they start running like a sewing machine. And that's what we can do. It's just amazing how rude everyone is when it's my turn to speak. And I said they had to listen to this guy jack this guy off by saying, hey, say it again so I can say it after you again. I had to listen to this jack fest, but I can't get my point off.
Go ahead, Lily.
Yeah, look, now you're going to get your point off. Look, I was going to say, if the Bulls were to beat the Cavs, and it would have been the Hawks and the Bulls. Then, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, okay, shit, the Hawks. You know, but shit, I'm just being honest, man. LeBron is the best basketball player in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but that ain't even the point I made. LeBron ain't the point. I just see it. They're going to lose based on how the Hawks will play.
Look at the series against Brooklyn. They struggled against Brooklyn. Then they goddamn came and struggled when goddamn. With the Wizards,
and we don't mind struggling with the Cavs
and whoever else the West bring out and struggle with their ass and win. We don't give a shit about how we win. It's that we going to win, and we're going to play Hawks basketball. That's what we're going to do.
Struggle with it. You ain't finna struggle with the Cavs. You're going to get blowed out.
How about I finish my point?
Go ahead and finish your point.
You fuckers. So like I was saying before, I was so rudely interrupted by these two fucking might as well be transplants. You right. We did struggle with Brooklyn. Hey, did we win that series?
Yeah.
Hey, you're right. We did struggle with the Wizards. I think Paul Pierce said series. Did we win that series?
Yes, we did.
You think we give a fuck about struggling with the Cavs and win that series? Guess what? Hawks in seven. Go fuck yourself.
Let me show you how shaky he is as a Hawks fan. Darren set it up perfect for him. Big, great for him to slap it out the park. He did his great monologue. He is, as a fan, Sammy D said, Hawks in six. He feels so iffy. He's not so for sure.
I think the Hawks win in six. I agree with Sam D. I think the Hawks actually win the first two here. They split in Cleveland, and they come back and split in Atlanta. This is DigitalDarren.com. As a recap, we got the Hawks winning the tail of the tape 6-4 with one round as a draw. Mr. MOB have the Hawks winning in Mr. MOB have the Cavs winning in five. Lynn himself has the Cavs winning in six. And I got everybody saying the Hawks win. Calhoun has the Hawks winning in seven. Sam D and myself have the Hawks winning in six. Want to thank you guys for listening. Make sure to go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you what's gonna be funny though. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna be just like that time with the Falcons playing in San Francisco and y'all around here with all that.
Oh, we almost there.
And then you blew it, man.
I want to leave off saying this for real, for real.
That's gay saying for real, for real.
This is a hell of an accomplishment for an Atlanta team. And the Hawks have never been to the Eastern Conference Finals. And through the history, they had much better teams as a whole. But they down. They done did it. So, hey, I congratulate the Hawks. No lie. Everybody on here, I hate the Hawks. I hate the Falcons, but I'm being real. They deserve, hats off to them, but the hat is off like their motherfucking head.
All right. So thank y'all for listening. This has been DigitalDarren.com. And make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Woo-hoo. Go Hawks.
LeBron in town.
Woo-hoo. Go Hawks.